historians had managed to live aboard London for so long and still not recognize its heartbeat.
It must be something good, he explained. They've brought all the auxiliaries online. That hasn't happened for ages. Maybe London's luck has turned.
Pah! Snorted Pomeroy, wincing as the glass in the display cases started to whine and shiver in sympathy with the beat of the engines. Above his head, the biggest of the models, a thing called a blue whale that had become extinct thousands of years ago, was jerking back and forth on its hawsers like a plank swing.
That's as may be, Natsworthy, he said. I just wish the Guild of Engineers would fit some decent shock absorbers in this building. Some of these specimens are very delicate. It won't do. It won't do at all.
He tugged a spotted handkerchief out of the folds of his long black robes and dabbed his face with it.
Please, sir, asked Tom, could I run down to the observation platforms and watch the chase, just for half an hour? It's been years since there was a really good one.
Pomeroy looked shocked.
Certainly not, apprentice. Look at all the dust that this wretched chase is shaking down. All the exhibits will have to be cleaned again and checked for damage.
Oh, but that's not fair, cried Tom. I've just dusted this whole gallery.
He knew at once that he had made a mistake.